Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sidney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
I'm Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church. We're glad you've joined us and chosen us for your spiritual nourishment. But God has been doing great things, and we're excited. He's up to restoring marriages and changing lives. Change is inevitable when you're connected to God, right?
That's right.
Anything God gets engaged with gets better. Anything God engages with gets better.
Amen.
So if it's not better yet, God's not done. Amen? Yeah, so we got to understand that. And we got to continue to keep serving. We've been talking about, what have we been talking about? We've been talking about trust and inspire versus command and control. So that's something that we're growing in and working on, because when you're trying to control it, it wears you out. You see that? Command and control produces contention and strife. It really does. And trust and inspire produces faith and fruit from God, outcomes from God. You see that? We want what God has for our life. And that's why we have to get it from Him, right? Because He is he's the one that holds everything and changes everything. And so when we understand that, we'll be dependent on Him. And that's what God wants. He wants us dependent on Him. Because you can't depend on yourself. Well, I'm a self-made man. Well, okay with your bad self. Well, go on. You're just going to keep beating your head against the wall. But when you understand, God has a plan and a purpose.
Amen.
You see, it's important to understand your purpose in life. When you don't understand your purpose, you don't have a vision from God. You see, God gives you vision. God always gives you vision. He wants you to see things His way. And when you see it His way, you see it organically, the way it was supposed to be, right? You see it His way when He gives you vision. See, vision is a picture of a preferred future. When you have a picture of the future, it aids and helps you and empowers you to live today. But if you don't have a picture of the future, it's struggling. It's difficult to live for today.
Preach it.
Did you catch what I just said?
Yes.
When you understand that, you got to see it. And so the idea is, purpose is that. When you know your purpose in life, you see, someone, I forget who it was, said, when you don't know your purpose, misery is inevitable. You see that? You're going to be miserable. Because if you don't know what you're created for, you're always going to be trying to fit and do things that aren't in your wheelhouse, right? I always use the example of a crescent wrench. I used a crescent wrench to build a go-kart when I was a kid, and I used it to hammer nails, and I destroyed that little wheel that makes the wrench go open and close. That's because I wasn't using it for its purpose.
Wow, come on.
That's the way our lives are. When we try to use them for things and do things that aren't for our purpose, it's like eventually that thing's not going to work. So we got to understand our purpose. And it only comes from God.
Amen.
You see that? He saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose.
Amen.
And grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. 2 Timothy 1, 8 and 9. So we have to understand our purpose. And you see, that's the idea. It has to come from God. And we can understand it. All right, Lucas, why don't you give us our vision statement? You see, vision is important. See, that's why we read vision every... If you have a vision, it'll get you out of bed in the morning. You see that? It'll help you in the long journey. Faith is a long journey. You don't go in and out of faith. When you're in the, you want to stay in the faith forever, right?
Hallelujah.
I've been pastoring this church going on 25 years. That's uncommon. That's uncommon for pastors to stay there at one place for that long. Very uncommon. I can know pastors wanting to get out of the ministry because they've allowed their something to obfuscate their vision. You see that? You've got to have a vision. When that vision is clear and you know, you'll stay. You'll hang in there. And you're going to go through some things. You're going through some pain. Pain. Change is pain. Sometimes painful. Are you listening to me? You're going to go through things that hurt deeply. You'll always remember. Now listen to me. Are you listening? You'll always remember how much it hurts. But you'll forget what it felt like. When you get to that vision. Did you catch that?
Yeah.
That's the way it is. You'll go through all kinds of stuff. But the closer you climb to that, it's like it all goes away. It's worth everything you've gone through. Because God is healing you. And He only does it in His church.
Amen.
It's designed in the church to heal you and get you to a completed vision. Am I making sense? And that's His vision. Comes from Him. He's trying to get you to see things His way. And when you see it His way, because you see, when you want to see it your way, that creates a fight and a war and contention. That's why you've got to change the way you think. A mind that's left unattended is at war with God. And when you're at war with God, I'm here to tell you, you're going to lose. Can anybody help me out with that? Because God's in control of everything. All right, let's go to our vision. And then Lucas will go to Romans 14, 17, okay? After we read our vision. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Okay, hold right there, Lucas. Now look at the vision. To keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So, peace is only connected to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You see that? When you don't have peace inside of you, it's because you're not in touch with the Holy Spirit. Because that comes from God. Peace does. God wants you to have peace with Him, peace with people, and peace with yourself.
Amen.
And that comes from growing and living out of His kingdom. You see that? God wants you and I to live out of this kingdom that's in us. The kingdom of God is within you. In Luke 17, 21, it's within you. Now watch this. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things which one may edify one another. The word edify, build up. It literally means house. From beginning to end. So that's what we're supposed to do with people. To build them up from the beginning till the end. That means, that's the end, it speaks of completion. Peace means whole, complete. You see, when something has peace, in Hebrew it means nothing missing and nothing broken. It has integrity. It's integrated. When you have peace, you got integrated. You've got integrity in an area of your life, and it's working.
Amen.
And that's only going to come from God.
Amen.
When it's not working and you're mad, you need to find out what God's trying to get to you.
Amen.
He's trying to help you. He's using Gladys or Tommy Joe or whoever, that mean-spirited boss. He's the guy who's being the honoriest to you, the meanest one. That's the one he's trying to use to help you see something about you.
Absolutely. Yes.
Amen.
You're blaming him for taking your peace, but you gave your peace to him. And you go home at the supper table and you're telling everybody around the table, well, he's been on my back and he won't leave. And now you're spewing all that on your family, and now they're becoming a part of it. See that? And the enemy's using that to start to get in your house. But when you understand that boss is meaner than spit on your back. I had one of those bosses. That's why I understand this. I had a boss, he looked for things for me to do that I wasn't even supposed to do. And stood around bouncing his foot till I'd done it and got it done. And I'm going to tell you what, but I prayed for him. And God showed me. I loved him. I served him like Christ.
Yep, come on.
When I left Miles Laboratories, he put his arms around me and was bawling. Cried. Because he knew I was the only one in that whole place, I think, that gave him any kind of real kindness and attention. Because nobody liked him.
Such a good word.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
When you do things acceptable to God, you're approved by men.
Come on.
He was hugging me and crying. And then he ran out of the room because he realized what he was doing. Oh, man, I can't let these guys see this. Oh, man, he lost himself for a minute. Am I making sense?
Yes.
When you live out of this kingdom, it changes things. And it gets on people. They can't even explain it to you. They can't even explain it to you. Because you know what? You're living out of a kingdom. And not humanity. See, humanity can't produce kingdom fruit. So don't look at me. I know you're looking at what I got on, how I got my hair did, my shoes, Abby. You see, we're not supposed to look at that. But see how we live in such an optical world? We live in an optical world. Everybody's looking at what's going on outside. Oh, look, I looked in your car, man. You had an empty water bottle in there. So what? It was empty. I got done with it. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Am I making sense?
Yes, sir.
That's why he says the kingdom of God is not food and drink. It's not a physical thing. It's in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
And it's in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I'm excited.
Yes.
All right. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify one another. The only words that come out of your mouth towards each other should be words that edify.
Amen.
Build up. Construct, not destruct. You want to construct the house they live in. You want to build them up.
Amen.
You don't want to look for fault and tear them down. When you do that, guess who you're working for? You're working for the enemy. The enemy's using you to try to tear somebody down. You see that? I get around people. I've seen marriages. And their spouse, it's okay to stand up for a minute. I've seen marriage, and they tear their spouse down. That should never happen. God has given you this gift of this person, and you're going to tear it down? You should build it up so they can be everything God created them to be. You see that? And then when they do that with you, it's like, now you got paradise up in there. You're talking sweet to each other. I was getting ready this morning. Donita said, "Did you got your teeth brushed?" Not yet, sweetheart. And I wasn't being sarcastic. That's the way we talk. She said, "Okay, baby." We talk this way. All the time. Listen, we want to be speaking that way because we are actually prophesying our future. And we're building each other up. And we look for the best in each other and build that up. And God will take care of the rest. Them shoes will get picked up later. After you get the development he's trying to help you out with. Oh, those dishes will all be done. After some of the development. Donita fixed my plate. And she knows everything I like. Everything. And I'll sit down and say, "Look what the Lord is doing."
Amen.
Right? But I'm serving her. Anyone who serves Christ. See that? That's what you do. You serve in your marriage. I don't care if your husband or your wife is a drunken knucklehead. That's not good language, but serve them.
Come on.
Are you listening to me? You serve them. Well, you just don't know what they say. It doesn't matter what they say to you. You help them. You're there to help them. They may say, "Well, I have to leave." Well, they're going to leave you serving them. You see that? And give them your best. When you give them your best, that keeps you free. That keeps you in a sound mind, and you're continuing to do God's will. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
I'm not saying stay in a marriage and they're beating you. I'm not saying that. You got to get out of there if they're beating you. But I'm just trying to show you. And even if they're beating you, you can still serve them in a way. They're only doing that because they don't understand. You know what? They feel bad about themselves. When people don't know who they are, they don't know their purpose. Remember? Misery is inevitable. Abuse is inevitable. When you don't know your purpose. Abuse is inevitable. And you will abuse things and people that you don't understand because you're out of your purpose. All right. I feel like I got your attention when you're standing up. But it's all good. It's all good. All right. So, let's look at this. Give me verse 17 again, Lucas. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but what? But righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. You see that? So what's righteousness? Here's what righteousness means. Here's what it means. The state of him who is as he ought to be. Did you hear that? That's what righteousness is. The state of him as he ought to be. The state of him who he is as he ought to be. Don't you like that? That's what righteousness is. So that's saying righteousness is really the way it's supposed to be. The way it was supposed to be in life. Back before the fall. It was supposed to be righteousness. Righteousness means it's the state of being. We're not talking about Texas and Indiana. We're talking about the state of righteousness. We're to live out of righteousness. And that happens. You get righteousness when you become a Christian. You see that? You get righteousness. God takes your sin on the cross. He who knew no sin became sin on the cross. He became sin that you would become the righteousness of God.
Amen.
He takes your sin and puts his righteousness on you. and now you can live out of that state. But you have to choose to. You have to participate and be involved in this relationship with God. Are you with me? And with men, with others. Now, so, and you know, trials are always come to develop that in you. Right? Trials. Anybody going through a trial? Going through some difficulty. Well, God's trying to help you with that. You see that? What's it counted all joy when you fall into various trials? Knowing that the testing of your faith produces what? Patience. Let patience have its perfect work, that you may be complete, integrated, peace, that you may be complete, lacking nothing. He's trying to get everything to you that you need to do His will in life. You see that? Because when you do His will, now you are free. Freedom is in God's will. He says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." You are citizens of heaven. Philippians 3:20, you are citizens of heaven. We want to live out of our citizenship. The kingdom of God. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Now, this is important. I like this verse. In Proverbs 12:28, it says, "In the way of righteousness is life." And the word life is the word, it's the Zoe life, the God kind of life. "In the way of righteousness is life, and in its pathway there is no death." The word death means separation. God is always trying to get you on the path of His righteousness. He says in Psalms 23, "He leads me in paths of righteousness for His namesake." His namesake. He wants you to the word sake means benefit. He wants you to benefit His name because you're on the right path. In other words, when you go to work and you're on the right path, you're benefiting Him. You're doing your job with excellence. You're doing the best you can do, and you're giving God glory.
Amen.
And you got authority on your life because you are on the path of righteousness.
Yes.
Are we making sense?
Yes.
Let's go to... I told the church, the first service, I said this is going to be part two, but we're going to have to go to a part three. Because this is something. Healing is in the house. I'm telling you. God wants us healed from traumas, from abuse, situations. Are you listening to me? Some people, that pain in your life can keep you stuck in life. And God wants to heal you. He really does. And folks, this is what we're talking about, is this peace and healing. God wants you to be healed. By His stripes, we were healed.
Amen.
We're healed. You see that? We are healed. When we get on His righteousness, when we understand this, healing is taking place in our life.
Amen.
Now look, go with me now to righteousness, peace, and joy. See, that's divine order. First has to come righteousness. Peace comes out of righteousness. See that? In Psalms 85, it says, righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Righteousness and peace, they're always connected. If there's peace, it's come out of righteousness. See that? Then what you've done is you've taken an area in your life and you've yielded to God, and you've brought His righteous state into that area of your life. You've obeyed God in that area of your life. You see that? And what it does is it produces peace. The areas in our life we don't have peace are the areas that we're ignoring God. It says in Isaiah 26:3, it says this, "In His perfect peace He will keep them whose mind is stayed on Thee and whose trust is in the Lord." You say, perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee. You see that? When we don't have peace, It's because there's an area of our life that's not in a right standing with Him. We making sense? Okay. So now let's look at this. Go with me to Galatians chapter 1. And Paul was writing to the Galatian church. And Judaizers had gotten in there with some teachings that were not in line with the gospel that Paul had preached to the Galatian church that brought the freedom that they were experiencing. Because they were experiencing freedom. But now they had all kinds of problems going on in the church. And Paul was upset. He was angry because of what was taking place in Galatia, the church of Galatia, the Galatians church. Now listen. So look what he says. Verse 1. Paul, an apostle. An apostle means God has ordained you and called you, and it's from God. And given you an assignment from God. Not from men, nor through man, but through who? Jesus Christ. And God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Who raised Jesus from the dead. So it's the resurrection power. Our amen? Amen. Now watch. And all the brethren who are with me to the churches of Galatia. Now look what he says. Grace to you and peace. There it is. From God, the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ. Peace can only come from God.
That's right.
Only from God. Now watch this. Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil age. According to the will of God and Father. Boy, that's heavy right there. Now I'm going to keep reading and we'll come back to this, okay? To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Verse 6, I marvel. Paul's angry now. He's angry. He's upset. I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel. There's only one gospel.
Amen.
Which is not another. Because there's only one gospel. Jesus died for our sins. He was buried and he rose again.
Yeah.
If it's not that one, it's not the right one. It's another one and it's going to be a lie and it'll cause problems in your life. But there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. If anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. This word accursed is the word anathema, the Greek word, which means not even fit to be on the face of the earth.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.